Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast channel. It's been a minute, yeah, I know, and I probably sound so off and so different, but it's one of the reasons why I'm making this episode, or why I'm making this particular podcast. First off, I haven't been so consistent with podcasting this year, and I feel like these are things we are supposed to dive in later, but this episode is probably going to be all over the place. All my episodes are usually all over the place, but I think generally this entire podcast is just to show you that yeah, people have mental illnesses, even in the mild forms, like just the mild ones and the crazy ones. And this is just like, okay, I'm supposed to even turn my podcast name to Life of Someone Living with Anxiety. So you guys, today is November 5th 2022, and I most probably would drop this podcast tonight. I'm not sure yet. If I can edit it and I can get to work, I will. So now I actually do not want like pity party or anybody saying that kind of stuff. Like, I actually don't want it. I'm just here to give like another episode of Someone Living with Anxiety. So you guys, like I said, today is November 5th, which is most probably the day you are listening to this. I'm not so sure. Today is my boyfriend's birthday and I feel terrible. I looked forward to this day for so long because I have been in such a sad space recently. Like, I have been so sad, and forgive the background noises, guys. I am trying too hard to record this because I don't want to cry and I just need some sort of distraction. So you guys, I have been in a very sad mental space for a while now, and the only comforting thing for me was his birthday, the fact that his birthday was coming up, and it was just something that was exciting to me, and the fact that I could give him like all the love in the world and all of that, which I did. So I am in a long distance relationship. Not really like long distance, we were still in Lagos, but like it's about like 3 hours difference from each other. I stay in Ikorodu, this is really, really, so like the difference here, yeah, so we don't see each other often because I work, he works, and there's just no time. So like the times we get to be together counts, like we make it count. So I was there since yesterday. I did the least I could do. I showered him with like love and kisses and all of that, and today I had to leave this morning because he had stuff to do. And today, which is the actual birthday, I had to leave because he had stuff to do, and I had to get home early because I had somewhere to go by afternoon. So I had to leave like 12, and when I was leaving, my mood changed, which is the same mood I still have till now. I have withdrawal symptoms. Is that what they call it? I don't know if that's what they call it, but every time I find a reason to be happy and I am, somehow in the middle of it, I get withdrawal symptoms and I become so sad because it's like, oh, this thing that's making you happy is about to end and you're going to go back to that sad life that you have. And it's just crazy because since I left, even before I left, I had been in a mood and I was just trying to make him not notice so it doesn't spoil his day. I have been in such a foul mood. I feel so disoriented and so sad. The fact that right now so many things are going on and I know I'm supposed to be happy. Sadly, I have lost touch with what happiness means, and as life will have it, my boyfriend is the only person that makes me happy right now. I'm sorry to anybody that's listening. Like, I have friends, yeah. And yeah, my friends make me happy, but like, I have not had genuine happiness in the longest time, in months. The last time I was genuinely happy was, aside Thursday, Friday, today, early hours of today, Thursday, because graduation list for school came out and my name was on it, yay. And then Friday, I was with him yesterday, and then early hours of this morning, I was with him. So, like, before I started to get, like, the mood swing and the withdrawal symptom thing. The last time I've been happy before this, like, weekend was my birthday, and that was because he made it count. And then before my birthday, it was like maybe a year or two. I've just not had genuine happiness, and it's crazy. And like today, there was this time in my life, I don't know if I had shared the episode where I lost touch with everything, like, and everyone, and I was just angry at the world and angry at everyone, and I wasn't like in touch with like humanity any longer. And I lost so many things due to that. I mean, I realized that I lost my skill to write, but I didn't think it was bad. Meanwhile, that period, I had someone throw me, like, oh my god, there's just so many things I'm saying at the same time. I had someone throw me and tell me my work wasn't good and I wasn't doing good and my work was trash, which now, if I knew better, I would have smacked her in the face, because a lot of people that have seen my work see how good it is. And even now, I go back to check those works and I'm like blown away. And it was probably because out of jealousy, but I let it get to me. And at that point, I was just out of tune with so many things, and now I cannot write anymore. That's one thing that has added to my sadness today. Because I mean, I can't write anymore. I got a job today, like a gig today. Forgive the background, please. I got a gig today, and I've still not messaged the person back to tell the person if I'm taking it or not, because I'm so scared and I feel like I would not do the job properly. I won't do the job right. I'm just really sad, you guys. I'm just really, really sad. I do not know why I'm putting out this episode. I do not want pity party. I don't want any. Like, I'm not saying that you guys cannot come and like talk to me after listening. I mean, like, I think everybody, like 80% of people that listen to my podcast have my number or have like one of my socials. By the way, on Instagram, I'm DMOV3_. My WhatsApp number is 0706180 9533, in case you need to reach out to me. But like, you can reach out to me, we can talk, but like, I don't want pity party, like all those sorry kind of thing. It's just like, right now my life isn't making so much sense to me, and I don't think it's making sense to anybody else, and I just feel so alone and so empty. God, I'm trying not to cry. And you guys, I have realized that my podcast is just me lamenting most of the time and just telling you guys that people go through stuff and letting you guys know the things that go on in my head. There might be a part two, they might not. I might come back to give you guys an update tomorrow about how I feel or not. I don't know yet. It was good letting out some steam. I do not want to spoil my boyfriend's day, so I haven't spoken to him about this yet, and I probably would not until the next couple of days. But I just wanted to speak and not cry tonight, and this is why I released this episode. If you've listened to this point, thank you so much. Forgive the background noise, like I said, I just had to do this without proper setting. Like, I literally just got my phone out and did it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. If you've not listened, like, if you go back to any of my podcasts, you can see like episodes where I had like real life discussions with people. Heck, I just remembered I wanted to record a podcast with him. I just remembered. Can you just imagine? But yeah, thank you for listening in again. I know I'm rambling and probably not seeing a lot of things that make sense, but thank you for listening. God bless you. I pray that God keeps you and your family and all of your loved ones. Remain in God and God bless you. Good night.